In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. С праздником, joyous feast, Hronia Pola. This is the great feast of the entrance of our Lord into Jerusalem. This is the feast of Palm Sunday. And I really struggled to find a word for the sermon this morning. Today, as I said, is Palm Sunday. Yesterday was Lazarus Saturday. And for us, this two-day feast marks the beginning of Holy Week. This is the start of Holy Week for us. This is the week of Christ's passion and his death, and the week, ultimately, of his resurrection. But each time I sat down to pray and to write, every thought, every suggestion seemed so small. It seemed of little value. And this was upsetting. Usually I'm not at a loss for words. And I thought and I prayed, Lord, what an opportunity this is. Sunday is the feast of your entrance into Jerusalem. The children are leading the whole world in shouts of joy. Hosanna in the highest, we sing over and over. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Palm Sunday is the great day of celebration. It points to the joy of the resurrection in 1 week's time. If the children could find a way to proclaim the gospel, why is this such a struggle for me? Holy Week means so much. The richness of our worship this week is enough to take your breath away. And then I realized, that's kind of the point, isn't it? That's kind of the point. Holy Week is here so that through it, our Lord might take our breath away. And this was an important lesson for me. It's a lesson that I can easily forget, and it's a lesson that I do need to learn again and again. Holy Week is supposed to overwhelm us. It is supposed to rob us of speech. The beauty and power of Holy Week is supposed to leave us breathless. Or, if you will forgive me, and to put it more bluntly, during Holy Week, our God asks us to sit down and shut up. Christ has a word to speak to us this week, and it is the most eloquent word ever spoken. And Holy Week is here to clear the air for us. Holy Week is here to prepare my heart and my ears to receive the word which Christ desires to speak. Holy Week is here to subtract away the human voices that make it so hard to hear the most eloquent word ever spoken. Christ comes to us this week and he speaks the word he has desired to speak from the beginning of time. He speaks the word for which he was born. He speaks the word through which the whole world is saved. The most eloquent word ever spoken is the silence of the dead Christ who hangs lifeless on the cross. The most eloquent word ever spoken is the silence of the dead Christ whose lifeless body must now be cared for by others. The most eloquent word ever spoken is the silence of the dead Christ who lies lifeless in a grave. This is the word which Christ comes to speak this week. And it is not a word that is spoken in English or in Greek or in Slavonic or Aramaic or Hebrew. It is spoken without words. It is the total and complete and fearful silence that will blanket all creation when the one who is life chooses death. Jesus Christ has power over death. That's the meaning of Lazarus Saturday. He raised Lazarus from the dead, and so when Christ himself lies lifeless on the cross, we know that his death was voluntary. As God, he chose to die as a human being. He allows himself to be killed. And he did so because the alternative was unthinkable. The alternative, the other choice available to Jesus, was to wash his hands and say, I'm done. I'm done with you. He could have chosen to abandon us. He could have chosen to defend himself and to call down punishment. But he couldn't. He couldn't do it. And he couldn't, because that's how big God's love is for his children. No matter how vile, no matter how threatening, how murderous, how blasphemous, how bloodthirsty we can become, it does not change God's love for us. It does not change his desire to be with us. It does not change his desire to always offer life and healing and reconciliation, even if it means accepting death when we offer that in return. The silence of the dead Christ who hangs lifeless on the tree is the most eloquent word ever spoken. And this week, the church invites us once again to hear that word, to hear it. Holy Week is filled from head to toe with worship and prayer so that we might learn to close our mouths and open our ears. The richness of our worship is here to prepare our hearts so that we might stand at the cross and be overwhelmed by the loving silence of the one who voluntarily accepts whatever we are willing to offer him, even if all that we can offer is betrayal and a cross and a crown of thorns. Holy Week is here to clear our minds so that we can stand sober and trembling over the body of Christ who is placed in the tomb, so that we can give Christ the last kiss, so that we can hear the word which Christ speaks in silence. Brothers and sisters, we are launched into Holy Week by receiving Christ as a king this day. And for certain, we are called to offer shouts of joy. Called forth this day is a holy loudness that is, in fact, the first announcement to hell that Christ is coming to smash its gates. But the shouts, rather, of joy that we offer this morning will soon give way in the days to come to the eloquence of the cross. We herald a king this morning, but the fanfare now gives way to silence. The Apostle Paul writes to the Philippians, but in fact he is writing to the whole church, which now prepares to enter the week of Christ's passion. He's certainly writing to you and to me. Finally, brethren, writes St. Paul, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Christ is true. Christ is noble. Christ is just and pure and lovely. Christ is of good report and is praiseworthy. Meditate on these things. Meditate on Christ. Give yourself over to the overwhelming power and beauty of Holy Week. Worship at church. At home, pray. Read the Gospels. Read the service books. At work, at school, no matter where you are, be attentive to the voice of Christ. Meditate on these things and hear the word which Christ speaks in silence, even as he gives himself up for the life of the world. Joyous feast. Joyous.